The Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Storm.
Cloaked in secrecy, they show up without warning. State their business, then vanish as quickly as they appear.
Are you ready for the sex girls?
Not that I believe in it, but I could see that. But these guys are dumb.
Freaking nerds.
The Boogie Monster. Podcasting the unknown.
Do you know what holiday's coming up?
Arbor Day?
But sexier than that.
Ooh, V-Day.
Yes!
VD Day.
No, that's not that. No. Nobody calls it VD anymore.
Yeah. Oh, man, I got a bad case of VD.
That used to be the thing. Like, oh, cut this. It was just a general term.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Stay away from her. She got the VD.
Speaking of those regions, AdamandEve.com wants you to receive 50% off just about any item for the special day, for Valentine's Day. You got someone special in your life and you want to surprise their Jennies? You go to AdamandEve.com. Like, hey, look, hey, you could put this, they got like a... gelatins and potions for your area.
I'll take two cans of gelatin, please.
Two cans of genital gelatin. Just sensual syrups and things like that. I mean, I don't know if it's an actual thing, but sexy creams, sexy ointments. Is there anything such as a sexy ointment?
I don't know. I think ointment's more medicinal.
out of nowhere, just like realizing that, I don't know, just the phrase, I've got an appointment with ointment. Like, that's something you'd say after you caught VD. Anyway, that's, I'm sure, not what Adam and Eve wants us to associate their products with. How we got another spot from them, they are clearly not listening to this. Anyway, how about the copy? All right, here we go. Mm-hmm. You can make this Valentine's Day one that you'll both never forget with this amazing offer from AdamandEve.com. Through Valentine's Day, you'll receive 50% off just about any item. That's half off. That's a whole, you buy one half a dildo, you get the other half for free. That's like the old, you need you pay for the seat, but you only need the edge. You pay for the dildo, you only need the tip. That doesn't make any sense. Just go to AdamandEve.com and you'll find thousands of adult entertainment products. Who knew there was so many, including toys, lingerie, and a seemingly endless selection of adult DVDs. They really keep making them. There's always something new out there. Nobody just has a classic. They always got to have something new. And there's more. What's more?
Don't forget about the free romance kit.
That's every order you have, a free romance kit. Wow. Maybe you don't know what you're doing with romance. Mm. It's you open up the kit and it's going to have a toy for him, a special massager for her.
It says here, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. What is that? Bag of cookies?
Maybe. You never, after putting toys and massagers up in and around. Plus a free adult DVD to put you in the mood. Hey, we got all these buzzy things on our crotches, but I'm just not feeling it. Let's watch a film. And that's not all. Oh, no. That's the copy. And that's not all. Oh, no. We'll also throw in free shipping on your entire order in case you're like, I'd love a bunch of stuff to cram up my ass, but no way are those criminals over at the USPS getting any of my money. You don't have to worry about it. Suck it, postman. You're sending me my cock rings, and it's on the house. So check out AdamandEve.com today for this special Valentine's Day offer. Get 50% off one item, a free romance kit for stuff that goes on both your jennies, and free shipping when you enter the offer code of Boogie, BOOGIE, at checkout. You hear what I'm saying? You single fat weirdos who listen to this podcast, go ahead and get a romance kit. It's Boogie, BOOGIE. That's BOOGIE at AdamandEve.com. You could put the cock ring on, put the other thing up your butt, and watch the DVD all alone.
Ugh, damn.
Well, I know who the target audience is.
From their shelves to your butt. That was your line a few months ago.
Of all the sponsors, Adam and Eve clearly has never listened, or they are just on, or they're fans. Either way, we appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks.
Make something special. If you got, you know, we get stuff. We take stuff in the bedroom. Hmm. We, you know, some Hot Wheels cars, some olive oil spray, you know, all kinds of stuff. So, I mean, you know, I mean, that's just what we're finding around the house. Here, this is the place they're making them specific just to fit in those places. I'm trying to improvise. Man, UCB level 301 with what goes in my butt.
Yes, and my dick. Get it?
I think that's what's happening in the comedy community right now, is the exploring and heightening is leading to sexual harassment. Anyway, oh, it's the Boogie Monster.
Oh, that's
Kyle nice. And Dave. I don't know if you've got... I did it finally, Dave.
What'd you do?
Went to that Howlin' Rays.
Right, buddy. Oh,
you
my
can't
God.
Act surprised because I went with you.
Yeah.
Been talking about that shit for over a year.
Yeah, I've been going for over a year.
They know you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised you don't get to cut. I'm surprised there's not like a short line for folks like you.
Yeah, this should be
loyal customers.
The Goodfellas backdoor entrance.
Yeah. I'm like, all right, today's the day. I'm going to wait in line. I've said repeatedly, there's no way something's going to taste good after I wait in line. But also, when you realize you're waiting, it's not like the DMV, like, oh, I got to be here.
Yeah.
Like, I'm starting to like, oh, I knew ahead of time. I had a bottle of water. I was hanging out.
Yeah, there's a pot of chicken at the end of that
room. Yeah, and it was best chicken I've ever had.
Yeah.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
And probably... Couldn't even think of the list of what the other four things were, but top five things I've ever eaten.
Yeah.
Floating in that list somewhere.
You got the sandwich.
Got the sandwich at medium.
Got medium on that.
And I ordered a wing, a single wing. I'm like, give me the extra hot. For those that don't know, it's like a 1 to 6.
Uh-huh.
What is it? It's country.
Country is nothing.
No spice.
And then I got like a mild, little bit.
Yeah, mild, medium.
Medium. That's what I go for.
Yeah.
3 out of 6.
Hot. Extra hot, and then Howlin'.
Yeah.
And I was about to get hot. I like my hot stuff. And you're like, ah, man, it's pretty rough. I'm like, I don't want to ruin the whole sandwich. Give me medium. And I got a wing extra hot. And the guy, like, talked me out of it.
Okay, so you tried to get extra hot.
I ordered one wing, just a solo wing, extra hot. And a guy straight up told me, he's like, I'm going to tell you. Like, it wasn't like, oh, don't be. Like, it wasn't macho about it. It was just very matter of fact. Like, listen, man. It's got all the peppers in it. It's got Carolina Reaper peppers. It's got all those. It's real intense.
Yeah.
You eat half of the wing, it'll be about 6 hour recovery time. You eat the whole wing, it's going to take up your whole day.
Wow. And that's just extra hot. That's five.
That's not even the hottest. And that's one wing with the two parts on.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, all right, man, I guess just give me a hot. Like, I normally I'm like, yeah, give it to me. But this was like, no, there was a look in his eyes that was – it was – the. The fact was so matter of fact, and he could tell I wasn't trying to be macho about it. I was just like, oh, yeah, give me – all right. And you saw me eating that wing.
Yeah.
That sat with me.
Yeah. Yeah, and that was hot.
Hot. Just the next one above medium, that's a jump.
Yeah. I had that in the sandwich one time, and sandwich is huge. It's probably at least a half pound.
Well, I think spice and covering versus what you're getting with the wing, you're getting a lot more spice versus meat.
Yeah.
So that might be why the wing was intense.
That's true. But, I did the hot once, and it kind of sucked. Because it was, you know, when you cross over that line of, like, this is no longer enjoyable.
Yeah. That's why I didn't want to get – you were like, I didn't want to ruin the whole sandwich with that. I'm glad I didn't. If anybody's visiting L.A., I feel bad if you're going to try and do it on a weekend. That seems like it sucks. But I know people wait 5 hours for that Franklin. I was talking to a pal today. He said he waited 5 hours for Franklin barbecue. He's just like, I just finished half a book. I'm like, I guess. I know if you're on vacation, you don't want to just spend time waiting in line. But I took one. They handed it to you like it's communion.
Mm-hmm.
Two hands. We sat inside. Handed to us with eye contact.
Yeah. They're proud. They're proud of their work.
As they should be. Yeah. And they were hooking everything up. You need pickles? You guys need anything? Always like good vibes in there.
Mm-hmm.
And, I go back on what I've said about waiting in line. The first bite I took, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's something special. Like, best sandwich, probably the best sandwich I've ever had. By far the best chicken sandwich I've ever had. But just sandwich in general. I can't
might be the best sandwich.
Sandwich experience.
Yeah, Howlin' Rays, man.
Good times.
Goddamn, yeah. I'm going to go off about that Gus's. No, that Howlin' Rays, dog. Yeah.
Well, so, welcome to the club, buddy.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me. Now I realize, like, if you plan it out in advance and you come prepare water, mm-hmm. bring quarters to use the bathroom. It's in Chinatown Plaza. They got one of them pay toilets. I mean, you could always hang out by the door waiting for somebody else to go in. But
piggyback.
You know, sneak around it.
What else going on, buddy?
Oh, I found a wallet under my car today.
Really?
This is an L.A. story.
Huh.
I found a wallet under my car. I was on Fairfax by Cantor's.
Okay.
And I pull it out, and I don't know if I should say, it's a public figure. It's a gal by the name of Odessa Adlon. I was like, all right, there's just a couple school IDs. Clearly, if there was credit cards or anything in it, somebody took those out. So I was like, all right, it's a wallet. You could always find somebody online by their name. So I'm like, I'll take it. Maybe one of these school IDs, any other minuscule contents in there. It turns out I put her name online, and I guess she's dating or had been dating Jaden Smith.
How about that?
Will and Jada Smith's weird-ass kid.
But even more interesting to me is that she is the daughter of Pamela Adlon.
Yeah, from the shows.
Yeah, from all the Louis stuff.
And from then, the programs.
What's the new show she's got? Simple Things.
Better Things.
Better Things.
I haven't seen it. But yeah, she's funny.
Yeah, I like her.
But I don't know if their relationship is contemporary, but hey, Odessa, if you're an unlikely fan of the podcast, I have your school IDs. It's a nice leather wallet and then some CVS receipts.
How are you going to go about getting it back to her?
I went on Twitter. I couldn't direct message, so I just went, hey, did you lose a wallet on Fairfax? just me, a weird 41-year-old person texting a high school girl. Hey, you looking for a wallet? So anyway, that's out. If you know Odessa or Jaden, hey, Jaden's a weird one. Maybe he listens. Hmm. He's always like... Part of me is like, all right, with the fact that, like, all right, your parents are just famous and you're just in that world, you're going to go as weird as possible.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to be as cool as possible, you're going to go just straight up weirdo. Mm-hmm. Ride with it, man.
Sure.
I had to go get my phone fixed at the Glendale Galleria yesterday, and there was just some kids just cosplaying as Stranger Things. I don't know why. The mall on a Sunday sucks, but I saw... One gal, I'm like, that girl looks exactly like Barb from Stranger Things, but you know, it could be like a hipster look. I don't know. But then she was with a girl with like a blonde wig. I'm like, oh, you're just straight up, you're just wearing the clothes from Stranger Things.
People do that outside of Halloween and festivals and stuff?
You know what? I saw somewhere where like a kid was cosplaying, like the kid was in full fairy outfit or whatever it was. It wasn't quite furry, because furries, I always link that with a sexual thing, which I think maybe it's not. I might be incorrect there. I mean, I go day to day between...
I think it's sexual, by the way.
Okay.
I don't think people, furry clubs, get together and just stand around in those outfits. I think
that's what I thought. You derive sexual pleasure from the aesthetics of it. But... I'm at war with how I feel about stuff like that. Like, I mean, these were kids and they were just like, we would just wear weird shit to the mall just to be idiots. It's the mall. Who gives a fuck? I mean, from an outside like yesterday I had exercised and had gotten sleep. So I was in a mood of like, hey, you're a teenager. You should be acting weird and doing all this stuff until you're stuck in some office and are going to tell you, you can't even wear gym shoes or something.
Yeah.
On a terrible day, I would have been like, you can't just be like, really? You just got to be a weirdo. Look at me. You just got to be like, I want to be the former more often. Uh-huh. You know, like, go for it. Like, even adults, see enough adults in their own, like, everything's a costume.
Yeah.
You know, everything people are wearing is like, you know, a costume. Like, I saw one guy where I had to just be like, he was on one of those hoverboards, the two-wheel things, straight-up big old robot dick vape and giant Beats headphones. Just a goofy white dude rolling through the streets. And it's like you checked off so many boxes of the dipshit punching bag list, and I was like, nah, man. Just soar, buddy. Just soar.
Yeah.
Fly free, you fucking idiot.
How like, old was he?
I mean, old enough.
Old enough?
To not be in school in the middle of the day vaping and rolling around. But just, my judging or being annoyed at his presence serves what purpose? You know, you ever get to that point? It's like trying to, like, me being annoyed about something that doesn't hurt anything in the world. What?
Just keeping your instinct sharp.
Yeah, but man, that cynicism it's exhausting. Man.
It's not cynicism if it stays within you. It's only cynicism when you're bringing it out.
Well, it's even worse if it just stays inside of you.
No, you need that. That's that furnace inside you that keeps everything churning.
Well, that was a joke I was trying to do the other night about how you're always trying to put your you don't know, put yourself in somebody else's shoes. You don't know what kind of day they had, but you run into enough assholes all day, and you're like, I'm pretty worn out trying to come up with backstories for every dipshit I've had to deal with today. Why don't you just I'm going to be the dipshit, and you think about what I went through today. No, what I had to do, I had to deal with 9 people who don't know where turn signals are and 6 people who don't know how to pick up their own dog shit. You write my story, and I'm just going to be pissed off and run a stop sign.
I deal with that every day. I deal with that.
Yeah, you're behind the wheel.
No, but I deal with, wait, is it me or is it them? You know, you do have those days. And I think most days I carry myself in a pretty, at least chipper to neutral manner. I'm not just some sourpuss wandering around griping about everything. But like most days, I don't know if it's Los Angeles. I don't know if it's where I'm at mentally. But it's just a parade of idiots. It's like, how is it possible that so many people that I come in contact with, whether it be driving or just out in public or at the store or whatever, just – I'm like – and I always judge it like this. Like I'm not super smart, but how come I've figured out half this shit and nobody else can?
Yeah.
How come I know how to use a damn turn signal or use some common sense or common courtesy or whatever?
Yeah.
But, every day I find myself – and then after a while, you're like, wait, is it me? You know, and if so, I don't want to be just Mr. Pessimist all the time. But
that's yeah.
There's a bunch of dumb people around me.
But how come other people could just take it in stride? I got to learn that. I got to learn how to just chill out, man.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. That's what I don't even know how we started talking about that. How did we start talking about that?
I don't know. Hal and Ray's.
We got there somehow from that. I don't know. Anyway, that was just people being weirdos. Jaden Smith, yeah, just kid being weirdos.
Yeah,
I mean, famous kids being weirdos. You can use it for good or you can use it for bad.
Yeah,
you'd be like, oh, I could do whatever I want, so may as well be a weirdo. You could wind up being a villain. You could wind up being the Trump kids. You know, they just are. Oh, I could do whatever I want, and they became their villains. They're the like classic villains. They look shitty. And I'm not trying to.
Those guys look fucking dumb. Like,
I'm not like, you know, I'm not like trying to be like even if they were good people, they look like villains.
It's comical. They have literally dick faces. You know, some people just have a dick face.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
yeah.
Look at this dick face.
Like I say, how women have like resting bitch face and stuff. They look like shitbags. Mm-hmm. Like, even if they were good guys, they would be like, oh, man, that is a rough face for such a nice person.
Just some dopey-looking dipshit motherfucker.
What if you just look that way? Like, you know, if you're just treated like, look at this ugly person. Look at, like, you just develop, you know? You just become, like, Edward Scissorhands. Like, you know, like, oh, they treat him like a freak, so he's just going to be a freak, you know?
That stupid, resting, shit-eating grin. Just that subtle, just.
Yeah.
Huh? Huh?
They're it's a rough batch to look at.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wonder if that dictates like I already look like a asshole. May as well fulfill the role.
Hmm.
You know?
Could be.
I don't know,
dude.
What do we do? Well, this is what I want to talk about before. It happened a while ago.
Yeah.
Not a while ago, but all right, remember. Was it right after Christmas when everybody was freaking out about what they were seeing in the desert here in California?
Yeah, and it was the same thing. The same thing happened about a year previous.
Yeah, and it was a SpaceX rocket launching. Everybody's showing off their like the pictures of them seeing it, and it was the two different bursts. Well, they didn't tell anybody about that. SpaceX, that's old Elon Musk's. Mm-hmm. They were launching a classified satellite named Zuma for an unknown government agency. This is according to The Verge, an article in The Verge. But then they started saying that they lost the satellite. Hmm. And I'm just curious as to how quickly like that turned over of it's secret. Oh, no, it's not secret anymore. Oh, so we lost it. It seems as though my neighbor is falling down their stairs. That's what that sounds like. boy, what the fuck? I can't. You know, nothing goes right around here. I heard coyotes eating someone else's. Just stop putting missing cat posters up in this neighborhood. They're
Oh, you
dinner.
Heard that last night?
Yeah.
What'd you hear?
I just heard coyotes, and I heard them doing their thing in a group, which means eating something.
Oh, but you didn't hear the cat screech?
I can't tell what noise. When you get a bunch of coyotes and start going nuts on each other, you can't tell what's what.
Oh, man.
Something was in there. I mean, they were getting excited about something. They were eating something. You know what I realized? I should have read more about this thing mm-hmm. before bringing it up. And so we'll save it for later. you know what? Even with our reputation, the listeners deserve more than me skimming an internet article as we're talking. My mom informed me that there's a new sort of moon that's going to be coming out in the day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Deb was excited about some moon. She said, I'm setting the alarm. I'm getting up to go see a moon. When did like all these moons start?
Yeah, I don't know.
2 years ago, there's blood moons, super moons. Like, I'd never heard about these ever.
That super moon last year was a fucking poser. I was very unimpressed.
I think only once or twice have I seen the moon where I've been like, oh, damn, look at you, moon. Maybe it had been one of these super moons, but I didn't know. It was just when you see it like on the horizon where the sightline angle makes it appear larger
yeah.
than it would normally look higher in the sky. I don't know. It seems like it's a new that was my theory. You see everybody wearing NASA gear now?
I've noticed that.
On top of that, it was always a dope logo. I think it's people that are just they realize that the Earth sucks now. Mm-hmm. So it's time to look to the skies as Earth is shit in the bed. What do you want to talk about, Dave? What's going on in your life?
I want to ask you about this.
You get
a flu shot this season?
Never had one.
Me neither. Mentioned that. I was a guest on the Daily Zeitgeist podcast last week. Shout out to those dudes. Mm-hmm. Very good dudes. Had a good time. But I just mentioned that I'm not a big fan of the concept of getting a flu shot. And I was enlightened to this. I didn't realize this. But I guess I can't even articulate what they were trying to tell me. But me not getting a flu shot doesn't just put me at risk. It puts young children and old people at risk. Because I could be a carrier. I don't know. Here's the thing. I got a lot of backlash because I don't want to get a damn flu shot. My body, my choice. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Don't fucking worry about it. And if you're pro-choice too, which I am pro-choice, yeah. But if you're pro-choice, shut the fuck up about whether or not I get a flu shot.
Yeah, that is a strange crossover of people. It's funny. My mom was going off about anti-vaxxers because she gets her news from Facebook, and I guess somebody's friend of a friend from high school or whatever was like, an anti-vaxxer. And my mom was going off about them being an anti-vaxxer, but then started talking about new vaccines and is not a it's like now they just give you 12 shots at once, and we didn't have any of that bullshit growing up. I'm like, so you're an anti-vaxxer. Like she's anti these vaccines, uh-huh. but not the ones that she grew up with. It was one of those like, all right, I think we can think about this.
Yeah,
I'm honestly, I know it's a foolish thing to sound mixed. Well, first of all, I'll say I sat next to a virologist once. I think I brought that up on an airplane. Mm-hmm. It's a person who studies viruses mm-hmm. for a living. Mm-hmm. And so he's talking to me about it, just the small talk airplane stuff. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. I'm like, all right, so flu shot. It's a scam, right? He's like, get a flu shot. The virologist, the guy who studies viruses, says, get a flu shot. That's one guy that I happen to sit next to on an airplane. So I'm not saying that is a survey of numerous medical professionals, but.
Well, I get the point that it probably does protect me from the flu virus. I get that. Mm-hmm. I'm concerned what else is in that cocktail that the government slipped under there.
Well, that is. This goes back to my question about the fluoride. Mm-hmm. And somebody – and you know what? We haven't acknowledged it enough, but if people have been like signing off on some of the like some Facebook messages here and there and have made some good points, and I'm sorry if we haven't responded to you on those things. Somebody got back about like being the – their town was the home of fluoride.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm looking for it to find credit. But that why was that so insistent? Like, why are these vaccines so insistent, yet healthcare is a hurdle? You know, if the true concern now is that just insurance companies are making their money, and so they don't want like what? That's my question. I'm not saying I have a side either way, but. Why so important fluoride in the water and get vaccines, mm-hmm. but then you don't give a shit about the rest of the healthcare?
It's a great
question. We don't want you to get polio, but you know what? Hey, if you get anything else, tough shit,
yeah.
and you can't pay for it.
Yeah, you figure it out.
You know, want your teeth to be strong, but everything else, oh, yeah, bummer. Like, that's... from my uneducated and uninformed and unresearched standpoint, seems suspect.
It absolutely does.
So it is, yeah. One, well, and it's also just that skepticism of any government, like, you need to do this. Once you start doubting any part of the government, you kind of start doubting all of it. Like, yeah. Why this? Why this and not the rest of it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I get that... You know, flu epidemic, and then it's bad. Talk about, people are getting wore out for like a week and a half, 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. It was knocking people out. I, knock on wood, or whatever IKEA uses for these tables, I haven't gotten any kind of flu.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it takes people out of the workplace. It affects the economy. It affects businesses. It is a, you know, Rachel goes off anytime somebody shows up to work. Sick, like, but I just got to do my job. Like, oh, thanks a lot, you fucking hero. Mm-hmm. Now everybody here is sick. And now we're all behind on work because you had to make the sacrifice and not use a sick day.
Yeah.
And you know what? Maybe people wouldn't do that if they weren't so worried about keeping their jobs and keeping their health insurance. They would stay home and not be worried about getting fired. But yeah, that's my curiosity.
Hmm.
Why so adamant about certain things, but not about healthcare in general?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I just have never – I mean, I can't remember the last time I had a flu shot. I've never had one voluntarily as an adult. I'm sure – I don't know. As a teenager playing sports or something, I was forced to get one. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But, yeah, just the concept of – I just – and I know you could take this fear – and attach it, if you look hard enough, to almost anything. But just, I'm just not keen on the government just injecting me with something. I don't know what's going on in there. Because it just all funnels back to, like, the whole population control thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's just that, I don't know. That's my question. Still have never gotten one. Also, haven't ever gotten the flu.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never had the flu. I can't remember. Like, I guess maybe I had it.
Both going to get the flu now.
Yeah.
I've had a cold, but, like, I'll be down for, like, the worst I've been down is, like, maybe a day or two.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe we just have just a level of toxins in our body at all times that, you know, alcohol is going to kill germs. So keep drinking, everybody. But that's my curious. I get the So people got on you about it, about not
just,
wanting to
just some Twitter stuff, like who's this fucking idiot doesn't want to get. And I've had friends tell me, oh, you're a fucking idiot, like get one, like don't worry about it. I'll yeah. take a chance. And I guess I understand the whole, oh, you're a carrier, or you could be a carrier and not get sick, and you know.
I don't understand what that means. I can be a carrier and not get sick.
I kind of understand the concept. You can carry a virus without it infecting you or affecting you.
Okay, that means – okay, I'm looking it up. CDC, if we want to believe them, believes you may be able to pass the flu to someone else before you know you are sick as well as you are sick. Some people can be infected with the flu virus but have no symptoms. That just means you're still going to get the flu. Oh, wait, no, it's an asymptomatic carrier, healthy carrier, or just carriers, a person or other organism that has contracted an infectious disease but who displays no syndromes. Although unaffected by the disease themselves, carriers can transmit to others. Well, then shoot me up with everything. Mm-hmm. Yep, you don't have AIDS, but take this shot. You don't have this, but take this shot. You might have this, but take this shot. Then that's every disease.
Yeah.
Fuck that. That's what I told the CDC. Fuck that.
Fuck you. CD's nuts.
Dave got the flu. He's real sick. I don't know. Yeah, that sounds, I don't know.
Speaking of real sick.
I just got to get a bunch of shots because I might have something.
Went to my first legal pot dispensary yesterday.
Speaking of sick. What'd you do, Dave?
No, it was sick.
Oh, like it was cool sick.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah. Young people's language. Yeah. All right. What happened down there? What happened? What'd
you do? No, it's just cool, man. I mean, you've been in dispensaries here, obviously.
Yeah.
Medical dispensaries, and I've been a bunch. But this place, and I'm not exaggerating, it reminded me of like – it was set up like an Apple store for weed. Like, you know, Apple store just got those big long tables.
I know. I had to go to one yesterday.
This place had that. It's a chain here called MedMen.
Ha ha. I get it. Yeah, there's
– but it's pretty cool. Like it, for people who don't know, at least out here, the medical dispensaries, every one I've been into is set up kind of like a little jewelry store. Like, yeah, you walk in. Well, first there's a little lobby, you know, that you have to, you know, the first little room. But then once you get buzzed into the main room, it's just kind of like a jewelry store. Like, there's like a wraparound horseshoe type, you know, glass display case and, you know, and just a small little shop, if you will.
Yeah. But
this was like a fucking store. Like, this was like the size of like a Blockbuster video.
Really?
Yeah. You know.
Well, so they have all their items. They have all their items out. For you to grab and then check out with. Well, the other places, a lot of times you say, I want this, and they have it behind the counter, they got to go in the back.
Yeah. This was, man, it was so, and like they had like a staff of like eight or 10 employees, and they all had like the uniform on, like they red shirt and whatever the logo.
Yeah.
But like they were all just, hey, if you guys have any questions? And like it felt like I was out tire kicking.
Isn't it? I thought it was weird, like, oh, you, like, the tip, your bud tender. They're called bud tenders.
Yeah.
But then I realized I was asking a lot of questions and I was relying on their knowledge of the product, and that's why you tip. So,
Yeah.
Tip $1 every time I get a drink. I can throw you a few bucks for answering my dummy questions about, will this make movies look really cool or will I fall asleep before the movie's done? That's all my questions at, like, I don't care about... I don't care what it tastes like. It never, like, nothing ever, anything they tell me, it just, this one's more of a body buzz. This one, it's always just, who knows? I've never been able to tell a difference.
Oh, I can.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, not like every single one, but like I can tell the difference between a legit indica or a sativa. You know, one's kind of an upper, one's kind of a downer.
Maybe I got to smoke more, which is actually the thing I need to do the least, is do more pot. Do pot. It only serves me well in the evenings after socializing.
What's your...
I still think it should be legal everywhere, but...
How do you utilize it? Like, Like, you know, if you're coming home.
Go to bed. I use it to go to bed.
Really just use it to go to bed.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, you don't have, like, a certain type of movie or certain activity you like to do.
No, that's probably – that's my problem.
Yeah.
Is that I'm then just – I fall asleep clicking through Netflix or whatever. No, that's what I realized lately. It's just like, nope, end of the night. Especially after doing shows where I haven't been drinking. You know, you're done with shows and your mind's going. You're like, oh, this worked. This – like – There's no way to like shut that down.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people don't realize that. Like you do something good or bad, there's still an adrenaline level and something that after especially two shows, hour long shows if you have them on the road, like that's it. You just engaged your brain nonstop for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Even if you're doing jokes you know already, either way, you're like in front of people going, okay, I can do like you don't turn that off. It's like trying to go to bed. Like if you work a day job in an office where you're like mentally active from the time you get there, try to go to bed at 11 a.m.
Yeah.
That's basically what it feels like.
Yeah.
Like, oh, right when you're just getting going and raring, getting in the groove, and you're done.
Yeah.
And so pot is just – the worries aren't as bad. Mm-hmm. And the celebration isn't as celebratory. It's like, all right, everything's tapering off.
Yeah.
Get some sleep. And that's it. That's what I need it for. This when like the whole, ooh, stuff looks cool, like that kind of. Mm-hmm. That's not, I'm old. That doesn't happen anymore.
Man, you should get you some good edibles and put on Planet Earth 2. And put it on mute.
Planet Earth is put it mute, on mute, huh?
And then crank up Pink Floyd's Umma Gumma.
I'm not going to do that at all.
It's awesome.
Dude. You know how one person did something with pot that worked for them?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you did.
You don't even want to try it?
No.
No.
What's Umma Gumma?
It's a great album by Pink Floyd, and it's pretty much all instrumental.
And are you just music, trying to match, like you heard about Wizard of Oz and the Wall, now you're just trying
aware
to...
aware of that. This is a cooler version of that. It's a better version. See, try it. And sometimes it lines up.
Do you know if you put on – I can't even come up with a movie album cool, combo man. Right now.
No, because like just the combination of like the visual epicness of like
combination
a
well-done – your high as shit and then plus B equals C.
High plus
anything.
Awesome nature plus cool music. That's a nice little gumbo. And I know it's cliche. I know it's stoner. You know, I'm well aware of the Pink Floyd.
Everybody had that moment of where there was cartoons that matched up with NWA for what seemed like a minute and a half, but it was really 3 seconds.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, no, man, Pepe Le Pew is Eazy-E. It fits. It fits.
And I was thinking about that, too. When you know, if you look hard enough or wait long enough, anything will match up with it. It's like staring at the clouds. I see you.
Well,
see Abraham Lincoln.
Like we were saying about if you want to see something, if you want to see a Bigfoot or a UFO and you make that, like that's front-loaded into your brain space, then the likelihood is higher. Mm-hmm. Speaking of what, do we want to get to the topic?
You want to get into it or?
Should we talk about
where
stuff?
Where are we at on time? How are we doing?
38 minutes.
Oh, yeah. We can get into
it. We can talk about it.
This might have to be a two-parter because there's a lot to get into with this.
I mean, we could talk about more. Well, we're not – I didn't back up anything about the satellite. Mm-hmm. And we started going off about the flu thing. And I think more – I don't want to be an anti-vaxxer, though, because they are fucking wacko. Like, there's nothing that ties autism to vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no science. But I still don't like. No, you gotta get this. You gotta get this shot.
Yeah,
that does seem suspect.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a resurgence of things like measles and everything because there's anti-vax parents, and now these diseases are back. I think we're at a critical mass of human intelligence, and I think we will. Like the anti, like I again, like the some days I'm like, yeah, you know what? Vape and ride your rollerblades. with your dick out. You only live once. And other days I'm like, fuck you. You're part of society. Mm-hmm. Knock it off. That's why some days I'm like, you know what? I think, yeah, you shouldn't. Yeah, get vaccinated. Stop being an idiot. And like another days I'm like, no, the world's over. Who cares? Let your kids get polio.
Well, Kyle, what if you didn't only live once?
How so, Dave?
What if you're reincarnated?
Oh, man. I want to talk about this. I want to talk about this shit right here.
Pretty good segue.
Right. It was. Yep. It was. What if you're reincarnated and then you got polio? What if you're an anti-vaxxer, you get reincarnated as somebody with polio, and then you're like, oh, fuck. I think reincarnation is like, well, you dive into it. I'm just adding fluff.
No, we'll hear some more fluff. But like, I've been doing some research, and there's a lot of stories, a lot of fascinating stories of people thinking they lived previous lives and having a lot of knowledge and details about that life that they can kind of articulate. But it's usually it usually happens with children because they're closer to they're closer to that point. But it's usually just some run-of-the-mill 4-year-old thinks he was a Civil War general. But I always wish it would go the other way. I wish, like, I don't know, like, what if Arnold Schwarzenegger right now was convinced that he used to just be some schlub from the 18th century?
Well,
he was a cobbler.
That's my problem with when people are reincarnated. Like when it's children, which you've got the proof, you've got the examples. Mm-hmm. When it's children, like they don't, unless they were, you know, like one of the, like in some sort of autistic way, can just glance at a book and gather so much information and regurgitate it as their own. Mm-hmm. Adults that, you know, they always have like regression therapy or what's it called? Mm-hmm. Like, you know,
yeah.
And they're always like, their past lives were never boring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's been my problem. Like, why is your past life always something interesting? Mm-hmm. And if you believe in past lives, that means that your life now will be someone else's past life in the future. Mm-hmm. And how come that's never included? It was a joke that never went well for me, mm-hmm. but it was because it was more questions than comedy. But it was just about, like, think about the most boring thing that you've done lately, and then think about somebody in 200 years having past life regression therapy and being like, oh, yeah, I fucking fell asleep at a mattress store. You know, like that's not going to be somebody's story. It's like, no, I was a valiant warrior.
Yeah. Well, this topic's always fascinated me. Just the concept of, well, A, you know, past lives, but B, you know, the concept of your soul living multiple lives in multiple bodies, you know, in mm-hmm. multiple periods of time.
Well, that's where I think, like, maybe, you know, you got to get enough stamps to graduate. You got to get enough credits to graduate. Your soul has to get enough lessons learned to ascend. So,
and if it doesn't,
you go back, get sent back.
Okay.
Maybe some souls, you know, graduate sooner than others. Another one just can't figure it out. Mm-hmm. That's definitely a much more spiritual approach. I think that's more of a, I think it was a Buddhist kind of thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely a Buddhist thing. Buddhist and Hindu and a few others definitely buy into this. So a lot of the Eastern religions and philosophies buy into just the concept that life and your soul is cyclical. As opposed to, you know, Christians and Judaism, and I think even Islam, it's all kind of based on a linear timeline, like just one shot, one life,
and yeah,
eternal afterlife.
In hell, yeah,
eternal afterlife is the goal. Whereas this concept is just it's all a cycle. Life and energy and everything is a cycle, and currently this cycle is,
it's installment payments versus all in.
Yeah. And now the question I couldn't really find in some of this research is, I read some things about like some believers in reincarnation feel that every human is part of that system, is reincarnated. And some believe that just certain, you have to be chosen.
Yeah, okay, but does it say why you're chosen?
I didn't get that deep into it yet. But
maybe instead of having to learn a lesson, maybe you're just so good, you're like, nah, we're keeping you in a game.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Maybe reincarnation is a reward. You know, hey.
Fuck.
You get to go live another
life. This is a reward? Well, I don't know how shitty my past life was if it was like, yeah, here. You got to burn your dick jerking off after eating a hot chicken sandwich. This is your reward.
All right.
I did that.
You joke about that.
I didn't. I forgot to wash my hands after Halloween. Whereas
no, I know.
Burnt my dick.
But let's be honest. You
burnt that dick.
You have a pretty good life. All right. In this life. That
yeah,
you,
it's pretty good.
Okay. Compared, drive down to Skid Row.
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe those people, you know, a lot of it too is trying to justify, like, well, the Hindu.
It's also attitude too. There's miserable millionaires in this town, and there are just people that couldn't be fucking happier just being broke as shit and just enjoying waking up every day. So,
well,
perspective.
One of the key components of the Hindu, and I'm not pretending to know hardly anything about, I want to say religion. I guess Hindu is religion, obviously.
We just leave that a soundbite and put anything in for both of us. I'm not pretending to know anything about – that should be the name of the – we're not pretending to know anything.
But I do know that Hindu, they believe in the caste system. And they're pretty strict about the caste system.
Yes, the untouchables.
And part of – one of the tenets of reincarnation is not all men are not created equal. They believe, you know, with that caste system that, you know, some people are meant to be rich and comfortable and some people are meant to be destitute and uncomfortable. So, based on that, I mean, you could look at, you know, your life that you've created for yourself compared to, you know, the unfortunate person on Skid Row right now.
Yeah.
You know, is there some – if it's connected to reincarnation and this whole concept, you know, does that mean that they lived a real shitty previous life and you didn't? And now you're getting rewarded for it, and they're not.
Well, that that see,
because I think about that every time I see a homeless person. I think about that, like, you know, and it's easy for us to in our day to day be like,
Dave,
oh,
you're homeless. I mean, this is what I'm talking about, perspective.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
You're,
see, that tells
seem
you
like you're doing all right.
I don't even
but
see
there,
it.
You, yeah. Like you, that attitude is maybe like, you know, you don't like what's good and what's bad. Yeah. It's who possesses that viewpoint.
Yeah, and like yeah, but seriously, every time I see a legit homeless person who doesn't have the luxury of a Toyota Sienna,
you know, you don't have to be homeless.
Exactly.
You are, yeah.
But I think, you know, like beyond the logistical actual story of how did they get there. You know, I'm sure mental illness, drugs, whatever. But just the overall concept of why them and not me, if we're thinking on a grander scale and at some spiritual level. Like, you know, what's that – not to get all biblical, but there was a verse – what is it? This is me trying to quote Bible scripture.
Yeah.
But by the grace of God, there go I. Something like that.
Yeah.
Basically meaning, you know, just – I only have what I have because of God's grace. And
yeah.
But then you're like, well, so did God just tell those people to go fuck themselves?
Well, and that's a good, I mean, like all the other stuff, really, like nice control mechanism. Like, you know what you have? Better appreciate it. Which is why you can see somebody who's just dirt poor going, I'm blessed.
Yeah.
And I want to say, no, you're not.
You?
You're eating dirt.
Yeah.
But there might not be any dirt to eat. So they're thankful for that dirt.
Yeah.
Now, that's just a religious, like, I think that's being brainwashed. Personally, I think that, but it's being brainwashed to give you a perspective that makes you be okay with your life.
Mm-hmm.
People that are pretty, that are, you know, God-free are usually pretty miserable, at least within the comedy world. There's no God and everything sucks, blah, blah, blah. There's no, like, I think some of them lose that perspective. I'm like, oh, I should be grateful for what I have. And, you know, I don't know. But Yeah, I think that's the religion gave them that perspective. Mm-hmm. Well, God could have made things worse. What's that? That's the old, it's like a Stanhope bit or something about, oh, fuck. Something about like things could like, the punchline is like, that's like being the prettiest waitress at Denny's. And I forget what the lead up was. But then him complain like about not being able to complain about stuff. Just yeah. The whole like, oh, there's people starving in Africa. It's like, so I'm hungry now. Their yeah. suck doesn't make my suck any less.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And it's you can always have a comparison mm-hmm. to force you to appreciate what you have.
Of course. Everything's relative.
Yeah.
You can always compare it to something.
But and eventually, that's my thing. Like, it's hard to complain about like comedy going well. Like I realize, like, oh, yeah, you've called me out. And I know where, you know, things are fine for me. They're mm-hmm. absolutely fine. And I'll realize when I'm bitching about stuff that you're going to go sleep in a van afterwards. But everybody can bitch.
Absolutely.
There's always something to bitch about.
Yeah. Yeah, that didn't – just because you're doing – your career's going well or your life's going – doesn't mean you're not allowed to have yeah. your own grievances and complaints.
Yeah. If you're always content with what you have, how are you going to advance mm-hmm. in any way?
Yeah.
Spiritually, morally, financially, anyway. If you're just content mm-hmm. all the time, where's the – what's the drive?
Yeah.
You know? And it's not just bitching to bitch. It's like, well, okay, what's my approach? Why do I have to change this? How do I have to move forward? Mm-hmm. This doesn't have anything to do with reincarnation. But the reason people think they might be reincarnated.
Yeah. But yeah, it's I don't know. It's fascinating. And I don't know what to believe. As an agnostic, you know, I feel like this is kind of rooted with whatever your spiritual belief is. You know, if you believe in God, if you don't. I've always claimed agnostic. Just feel like I'm smart enough to know that I don't know. And I don't know how anybody can know. I understand that's what faith mm-hmm. Is believing without mm-hmm.
yeah.
knowing. But that's been my problem with, you know, not to go off on religion again, but just the certainty that people just, oh, you're so sure. You're yeah. so certain based on almost no evidence.
Well, that's where, like, the you can punch all the holes in the idea of faith. Like, fine. I have faith that there's no God. Mm-hmm. Then, yeah, see? There. Kiss my ass. Like, and I don't. I'm not. I'm agnostic, too, just because I have nothing to be certain about either way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have too many questions to be an atheist, but I have too much skepticism to be a believer in any kind of religion that seems to have been put in place just to explain the unexplained.
Yeah.
I know that's very non-committal, but fuck, it's my beliefs, not anybody else's.
Hell yeah, dude. But yeah, it really is a fascinating concept, and maybe we'll make this a two-parter. I got a bunch of stories we can get into as far as examples. Most of them involve children.
so many sound bites.
Oh man, I got a lot of great ideas.
I'm just saying,
most of them involve children.
I've just seen what they do over at the voiceover place I go to for Comedy Central. They can edit stuff together for make real magic. Well, that's why. Okay, the kid. Okay, that episode two. We'll get into some of these examples.
We'll get into some examples, and we'll also I'll give you a brief overview of how to tell if you yourself. Maybe, you know, have lived a past life, because a lot of that stuff, you know, it might be buried.
Subconscious.
Yeah, subconscious. I've been thinking a lot about that lately, like early memories and stuff like that.
That's its whole subject too, about when they hypnotize people, mm-hmm. how, like, for crimes and this and that, how reliable is that testimony? Like, how can you seed the thoughts if you're hypnotizing someone for mm-hmm. for memories and this and that, like how easy is it to seed those people's thoughts yeah. when they're subjected to that kind of hocus pocus, like that hocus pocusery. I like it. I like a two-parter.
Yeah, man.
The bullshit around a little bit before, and then we'll two-part it. We will revisit the subject. That doesn't work. That I'm not sharp right now. Uh-huh. long day out in the world.
Reincarni Asada.
That's a food truck. Mm-hmm. It was other. It's all leftovers.
Yeah.
Leftovers.
That's a funny idea for a food.
I was about to say leftovers. Like that's the kind of idea. Like that. Yeah, there was a whole HBO show that you watched, Kyle. That's not a unique idea of calling it.
No, but yeah, that's what you were saying there.
I didn't know what the fuck happened at the end of that show. I was like on board, and then it got interesting. Then I was like, wait, what?
I only watched the pilot.
I fell asleep through like one episode, and I guess that's the one that probably unlocked everything. I don't know, man. I can't keep up with 10 seasons of TV. Do you watch any more Alone?
I watched two episodes of the second season.
What's your thoughts?
Well, that one dude who you warned me about was talking all that shit.
Oh, yeah. I gave away some of it.
Couldn't even make it a night.
Oh, you saw. Yeah.
I saw that.
He
saw bear shit.
Motherfucker, I saw bear shit Saturday on a bike ride. You know what I did? I finished my fucking bike ride. That guy was a soldier.
Yeah.
He's a soldier.
Yeah. And he was talking so much shit.
He didn't even see. He's like, oh, bear coming. Bear better be afraid of me. You didn't even see the bear. You saw bear shit and you didn't even sleep over.
Yeah.
You didn't even have a sleepover with nature. I can't talk shit about military. I don't know. But this guy's a fucking soldier and saw turds from a bear.
Well, there's a difference between being in the military and being a soldier. Happens a lot, too. I was in the military for 6 years. Well, that's great.
We were talking about that.
And that's great. That's, you know, I'm not shitting on those folks, but you know, just because you were in the Army doesn't make you Rambo.
Yeah. I got accountants.
Yeah.
I got a lot of people that didn't have the guns out in the front line. But, yeah, and obviously, you know, they get to select how they want to frame someone's personality with the outcome because they get – I'm sure – you know, they knew that, oh, these quotes are going to make for the best outcome. We're going to make him look like the most macho guy. But
and I like the
I
like the gal from South Carolina, Tracy, with the
deep
voice. Hey, I'm Tracy.
Tracy doesn't seem like she because I've already – I'm up to episode – I think we watched episode 10 last night. Yeah, Tracy's a real no-shit gal.
Yeah, she seems like a no-nonsense.
She's a real – I just felt bad that she couldn't bring her dog.
Oh, really? I missed that part.
Yeah, she did her whole thing. It's, you know, there's always some like mysterious background. She's like, I've been through a lot.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot. And then my best friend is just my dog.
I've noticed that on several of the contestants on this season – like most of them are like, oh, I've had real bad life. I've had some terrible experiences. Like, whoa, what is this? Just a
they really amped up the they really amped up the backstory on folks.
Yeah,
we've got a little more reality TV.
Like everybody seemed broken.
Yeah, yeah. But all right, yeah. So who else? There's the hippie dude.
Trying to think who.
There's a couple religious folks in there.
I noticed they had some women this time, which is cool.
Yeah, they got three gals in there. You're on episode two?
Episode two or three. All right. Yeah. I'm trying to think who else got kicked off.
This shit's been out for like forever. I just don't want to spoil it for you. So that's it'll be the Dave's Alone update.
Oh, I'll tell you something else I'm excited about.
What are you excited about, Dave?
Baskets is kicked off there.
Oh, yeah. I got to catch up on all that.
Yeah. Tonight is the second episode of season three. And you haven't seen any of that?
I was watching some of them. It was funny. I just didn't grab on it.
You got to sink your teeth into it. If on surface level, it's like, what's so funny about this? But it's like, you got to, like any good show, you got to really get into it. But man, it's so funny.
Did you ever watch this? When I see something that works exactly like pot for me. Was, oh my God, what was this? It used to be called Top Gear.
Uh-huh.
And now it's called The Grand Tour. And it's just three old English rich white dudes who are so hypnotically unfunny.
Really?
Yeah, I think this is like a wildly popular show, and they have cool cars on it. But
Are they trying to be funny?
Yes.
Oh, that's even
and
worse.
But it's just I couldn't be from moment to moment more interested in like, oh wow, look at that Lamborghini go fast, into just 45 seconds of them have it's called the Grand Tour. It's on Amazon. Just oh God, do I sleep so well?
Really?
Yeah. It's and it, if it was bad, it's no, it's one of those magical things that if it was bad, I'd be upset and not watch it. Mm-hmm. It has the perfect mix of just old British white guys babbling without saying anything interesting mm-hmm. that lulls me to sleep, mixed with like, oh, if I do open my eyes, it'll be like a cool Cars. Hmm. Try it out, man, if you're having a hard time going to bed. Yeah, but it's apparently just some wildly popular show of these guys who are almost offensively unfunny.
You know what my favorite thing to fall asleep to is, as far as a show? And this isn't an insult because I love these, but they're very conducive to dozing off to sleep. Any Ken Burns documentary.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Love a Ken Burns documentary.
It's...
Especially when he has that one narrator, the one he does... One guy does a lot of mm-hmm. that. Same guy did Civil War and baseball. And
yeah, just, or like you get Attenborough if you're not trying to dick mm-hmm. around with the mix on your planet Earth. So you'll hear some Attenborough.
Oh, I love Attenborough.
Yeah. It's just such a lullaby.
Yeah,
it's such an adult lullaby.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, the Arctic penguin. Oh, that's okay.
And
good.
I can't do his impression, but there's one scene in Planet Earth. I think it's Planet Earth 2. Where the first time they're talking about the Arctic and some of the creatures that live there, and then I forgot how he sets it up, but it's when they intro the wolves. And he sets it up with one sentence, and then he says something like, but there's a new predator. And then there's a big pause, and he goes, wolves. Like he enunciates the fuck out.
Yeah.
Wolves. Like, oh, it's a thing of beauty. How he says wolves. Wolves.
I think that's a pretty good impersonation. It's pretty. I haven't heard it, but I'm going to say it's spot on.
Which is the way he sets it up too, because like, you know, however he said it, you know, there's a new predator to worry about. And there's this long pause.
Yeah, it's almost like he got bad news.
Yeah,
somebody finally flapped the unflappable Attenborough.
Sorry to report this, guys.
Wolves. Well, let's land this turd. You want to? You want to? You gotta. We should get hypnotized.
Super Bowl's coming up this week.
I wonder if anti-vaxxers believe in hypnotism.
From the files of who gives a shit who wins.
Who is it?
I don't like either one.
Who's playing?
Teams. Patriots versus Eagles. New England and Philadelphia.
Oh yeah, supposed to do. Whoops.
Don't give a shit. I mean, of course I'm going to watch a game because it's a Super Bowl, but. Ugh, I can't think of two teams that I just could care less about.
I mean, I think I realized I fucked something up. When was that? I just realized I was supposed to do some sort of interview about that. And I was just going to do it like a joke because it's Patriots. The Eagles. Yeah. You want Eagles to win if you're a Patriot.
Yeah.
But shit, if you're a Patriot, you'd want Patriots to win. But what's more patriotic than an Eagle?
What a quandary.
Nobody's going to be making that joke. Nobody's going to be making that killer joke.
Hey, the Puppy Bowl's on too, though. Puppy Bowl's on.
Oh, man. You know, I want to be involved with Puppy Bowl. Mm-hmm. And I was like a week too late. They tape it in October.
Really?
Yeah. Just give me something.
You could be the ref. You're one of the refs.
I don't want to mess with that guy's regular. If that's his regular gig, how delightful is that? I got to play with a Siberian Husky puppy today. That would make me say that.
Really?
Teeth like tiny daggers.
Wow.
New teeth on a puppy that's part wolf already. God damn, sharp. But just let me be in there. Just give me a job on the Puppy Bowl. Mm-hmm. Correspondent, post-game interview. Mm-hmm. I don't want to take the ref's job if it's his regular gig, but
they have announcers? They have play-by-play?
Yeah. They got somebody announcing. They got one guy who comes in if they shit on the field. And they, you know.
What does he do?
What do they call it? Like a legal. What do they call it? Fall, like a legal down or something.
It's false start. Something
funny. But it comes out in a ref's thing. And you never watch it, but well, you're a football guy, so you've never seen
the
Puppy Bowl.
Watching the game.
I'm always just like, God, I'm only pissed that I'm not going to be in the country because I'm going to miss the Puppy Bowl. He comes with his ref and he picks up the puppy and announces what it was and blows a whistle, takes the puppy out, and they sub another one in. There's the halftime show's gotten out of
real football.
The halftime show's gotten out of hand. It used to just be a kitten halftime show.
Cheerleaders.
They would just let the kittens run around. Now, dude, there's kittens. They have hamsters in a blimp. There's birds. They have a tailgate thing, and that's just different animals trying to get along, I think. It's just like all kinds of weird animals just like in a fake parking lot. Every year they up the ante on it, and it's great.
That's awesome.
Yeah, if you truly don't care about the game, just watch the Puppy Bowl. Get high as shit and watch the Puppy Bowl and just have all the feelings, have all the good vibes enter your being. Mm. That's what I would suggest to you. Hmm. You're gonna be the only thing that's sad about it, you can't touch them while they're on TV. That's what's sad about the Puppy Bowl.
Yeah, it's true.
Because, man, I'll tell you. That's my favorite. Sometimes I'm upset when I'm at a thing and I can't I realize I can't watch Puppy Bowl because I'm at a football party. I gotta be like, hey, you guys wanna click over? Nobody's seen it. You want to click over real quick? Check it out. Anyway.
I like the Puppy Bowl, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to bet some money on it this year.
I know. That's my joke every year. Like, I lost a lot of money on the Puppy Bowl this year.
Oh, well. Anything to plug? You're going to China.
Yeah. Anybody listen to this in China? I'll be in China.
Where are you going in China?
Fucking, I don't even know, man.
You're not excited to go to China?
No, I'm excited, but I realize I know so little. Like, without looking directly at the email, I don't know where I am or where I'm going. I'm in Kuala Lumpur, which is Malaysia, for this weekend. So if you're in Kuala Lumpur. And then next week I'm in Chengdu, Shanghai, and Beijing. So that's it. I don't know. I'm out there somewhere. I don't know. I'm around.
You're going to eat some good food?
I hope so. Somebody's telling me that street food is kind of a real horror show.
Really?
So I don't know what – I mean, I'll have people with me. You know, I'll have like – you know, people that live there kind of point me in the right direction. I wonder, man, like – you know, I'm pretty good about wandering into a place and pointing at a menu, but China's different, man. China's – what if I eat dogs and cats? I would eat them. I'm not like – I don't understand the idea of being horrified at eating one animal versus another animal. Like that doesn't make sense to me. Yeah. If you eat meat, you can't be appalled that somebody eats a dog in another country.
That's true.
Like, that's just – no, you already breached the thing where you eat animals. Mm-hmm. That's it. You're out. You don't get to be like – you know, you don't get to be like, oh, how dare you? Because it's China. It's a different view of those animals. You know, cows are sacred other places. And you don't even have enough respect to get one piece of meat. You get a burger that's from thousands of cows ground up in a fucking – concentration camp out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. Well, take some pictures of your food. I want to see what it looks like.
It's got a leash on it. See, now that's where I was like trying to be open-minded and it went right to being a terrible person.
Well, all right then.
You got nothing?
Nah, I got nothing. I'm still selling that damn e-cookbook. Anybody wants that? At Dave Stone Comedy on Twitter, I'll sell you my
still
recipes.
Still selling that fucking cookbook.
Still selling that fucking thing. I don't know why I'm angry.
I don't know. We're both real upset about it. Where's our perspective, man? All right, well, part two of this, we get into some reincarnation.
Yeah, we'll do that next week.
Yeah, all right, next week. Magically, it'll still be done, even though I'll be in China.
Yeah.
I know. I love how the future works. All right, I'm out of everything.
The Boogie Monster.
Bye.